This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Afternoon, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking the good. Barry Shore here. That's S-H-O-R-E, like the seashore, because that's where we are. We are here at the edge of the continental United States on the far left Pacific coast. And that's a double entendre there, little pun. We're in Venice Beach, overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and right along the Venice Boardwalk, where people from all over the world come to look at other people from all over the world do weird and interesting and fascinating things from all over the world. A little aside, I think you'll like this. Venice Beach is the third most visited place in Southern California. Number one, of course, Disneyland. Oh, hello. It's been around since the 1950s, and people come from all over the world. And number two, interestingly enough, Universal Studios and Hollywood, that whole area up there, because Universal Studios is right up against the Hollywood Hills. And Venice Beach, number three, not far behind. Because if you're going to experience Southern California, Venice Beach is the place to be. The name of this show is called The Joy of Living. That's J-O-Y in capital letters, L-I-V-I-N-G in capital letters. Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. And you are accessing us via internet radio. And the call letters are K for night, that's K-N-I-G-H-T, K, the number 4, the letter H for happy, D for delightful, K4HD.com. You can reach us by telephone at 818-570-5443, and please do not hesitate to send in questions via Skype and any means you can. You can send smoke signals, telepathy. You can send it by carrier pigeon. You can even mail it. Of course, by the time we get it, the show will have been aired several weeks, but that's another story. Welcome, people from all over the world. What I like to do at the beginning of each show is welcome people from countries that we haven't seen before. So we have here Sri Lanka, and it's a the capital of Sri Lanka is Colombo, as some of you may know. Actually, I don't even know if it's called Sri Lanka anymore. I think it's a more ethnic name, but when I was growing up, it was called Sri Lanka. And we have somebody from Nepal. Hello, somebody from Nepal. So here we have two countries that are somewhat in relation to the Indian subcontinent, one north and one just to the southern, southeastern tip. So hello, all in Colombo, and from the United States, hello from, way up in Alaska, where the sun literally doesn't set because it's summertime. So, and I've been in Alaska in the summertime, and it's really interesting to play softball in the lake at about 2, 3 in the morning. And it's, I wouldn't call it bright, but it's certainly, I'd say, 2 times magnitude of a full moon. Which, of course, is bright enough for 2-3 o'clock in the morning. That's Alaska for you. And, of course, it reverses itself in the wintertime. So hello from Alaska. And now we just go take a deep dive down into Tierra del Fuego. Wow, that is a really deep dive. Tierra del Fuego is the very southern tip of what they call South America. We call Latin America, and it is the most southern passage. It was what's a place called the Straits of Magellan, which were transversed, I believe, by Magellan and his two or three small, tiny ships, crew of about, I think, 150, 160 people, first time ever done, in, at least in recorded history, going through the Straits of Magellan, which are apparently very difficult to traverse due to ice flows and icebergs and cold and wet and anything that you can imagine that would hold somebody back. And yet, these intrepid sailors made it through. And by so doing, we're able to circumnavigate the world. So hello from Tierra del Fuego. Barry Shore here, and the name of the show is The Joy of Living. And this show exists for one reason only, and that is you. That's why. With the letter U, however you want to say you, in whatever language you understand, because we have people from all over the world listening. This is not just radio with a big broadcast. This is internet radio, which means that we can be heard virtually anywhere in the world. So it's a pleasure to have thousands and thousands of listeners and people who are coming to the show because, again, it's all about you. And as you heard at the very beginning of the show, or maybe you did, the voice said, do not listen to anything that you hear on this show unless you get professional advice beforehand, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, those are just what they call CYA stuff, and it's done to make sure that in stock you don't do that, because that's not what it's about. It's about the real you, the essence of you, your very being. And as we've said any number of times, if you've been listening to us over the past few years, you will know that we equate something called DNA. Everybody who's older than 11 years old knows about what's called DNA, double helix. And there are four factors in the DNA of every single human being that exists on the planet, or that ever did exist or will exist. Billions upon billions upon billions of people all have DNA that has four components. They are labeled A, T, C, G. I won't go into the technical names of the enzymes at the moment, but suffice it to say, there is a corresponding DNA in your spiritual, ethereal being. And in fact, there are four elements as well. And they are J, H, P, L. Alternatively, joy, happiness, peace, and love. Those four elements compose your very being. And to whatever extent you're able to utilize them and leverage them, you will not only make a difference for you, but more importantly, for the world. Because when you set yourself correctly and you want to make a difference, then the world becomes a better place. And we're fond of using acronyms. Acronym is the first letter of each word to form something new. And four-letter words. I do use four-letter words, and I'm prone to use four-letter F-U words. So the acronym we're going to work with, though, as we said it over the past years, and you know it by now, WWW. Which, if you ask a friend of yours who has not been listening to the show, is not that informed, will answer something has to do with the internet, right? Well, we put that aside, because WWW really stands for What a Wonderful World. Okay, it's not Satchmo, but it's a good rendition. WWW, What a Wonderful World. When you begin to think like that, speak like that, and act with that consciousness, then in fact the world does become WWW, W cubed. What a wonderful world. And that F-U word I was telling you about, yes, I use them. Here's the F-U four-letter word. Fun. F-U-N-N. And of course you say, oh, come on, Barry Shore, you know you don't spell fun that way. It's P-H-U-N. which of course is another alternative way of spelling fun. But fun in my world, and hopefully your world, is F-U-N-N, because we are squaring that accent. It's fun to be alive, to breathe, to see, speak, think, walk, talk. Oh, talking, speaking, okay. To eat, to someone else in the world. And today, we have one of the best shows that we've ever done, ever. We've been around for a long time. And this show is about, again, remember, everything is about you. So this program, this process that we're going to be describing is a program that I put together a number of years ago. It's called DEAR. D as in dynamic, but you'll understand what D stands for in a moment. E-A-R. DEAR as in dear person, as opposed to D-E-E-R. D-E-A-R. Each one of these powerful letters stands for a unique situation in your being. And we're going to go through them in the ensuing few minutes we have together. And I hope that you'll be able to maybe even listen to this show over and over again and begin to incorporate some of these ideas into your very being. Because when you do, you will see transformation. What you will actually see is the unfolding of you, the best you possible, because you make a difference. Just like I went mad a couple of years ago. Yes, I really went mad, because MAD stands for make a difference. Now, in my particular case, again, we have just a minute before we go into the program, the thumbnail sketch of Barry Shore. Again, Barry Shore here, Joy of Living, K4HD.com radio, internet radio. 14 years ago, I was standing up in the morning, just like I trust 99.99% of the people listening. And that evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became what's known as a quadriplegic. And as my doctor was fond of telling me and anybody else who would listen to him, when I first met Barry Shore, all he could do was move his mouth, which, of course, is what my wife still says. But thank God, over the ensuing 14 years, I've been able to regain some of my ability. So I'm no longer a quad. I am actually categorized as a paraplegic from the waist down. Not confined to a wheelchair anymore. I did that for a number of years. I'm not confined to a hospital bed, which I did for a number of years. I was not able to turn over by myself for 2 years. And I cannot walk up a step or a stair by myself, but with help and a railing and a 6.5-foot walking stick made for me by a Zen master, I am able to be somewhat, I am not somewhat, I am vertical and ambulatory at times. I don't drive because you don't want me driving. So thank God I have this remarkably gifted, wonderful, gentle person that works with me 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he helps take care of me and drive and such like that. In addition to, of course, my remarkable, wonderful, amazing wife named Naomi and my son and daughter and the support system of family and friends. But suffice it to say, the reason I mention only in background is because I went mad. I recognize that I am here to make a difference. And so let's jump right forward and work with this program, this unfolding of yourself called the DEAR program, D-E-A-R. D. D, divine spark. That's you. When you recognize that your humanness is both ethereal, which is above you, and animal-like, which is below you, and that you can move inexorably toward the more divine aspect of yourself, when you fully recognize, and recognize is a beautiful word, it's recognition. Cognition means to think, to be aware of, to be fully understanding of. RE means to connect with that. When you recognite recognition that you are truly a divine spark endowed by the Creator, then you will more and more move away from animal-like behavior. And you can see this in what is known as gentleness. Gentleness is akin to divinity. The more gentle, the softer, the more generous, the more giving that you are, and your desire grows to become more so, and you're recognizing that you are a divine spark, then you are beginning to do what is necessary in this life, which is transcend your human experience. And the attainment of the transcendence of time and space, in the awareness that everything, essence, divinity, is a principal cause for joy. Remember, the name of the show every single week is The Joy of Living. What we're going to be working with now is a set of ideas and processes that will enable you to unfold in the most beautiful, pleasant way possible the power of your positive self. Because when you desire to become great, and you want to break out from where you are, if you think that there is anything holding you back in any way, both in your mental attitude, physical situation, geographic situation, when you have a desire to become great and you want to break through, you are guaranteed to be helped. Let me repeat that, please. When you truly desire to become great, which means to fulfill your destiny, and you want to break out and break through where you are in the most gentle but powerful way, you will be helped. It's a guarantee. It's a law. That is how the Creator made the world. You see, we humans, we're really dual creatures. We're a divine spark in an earthly casing. And only when there's a harmonious arrangement of life in which both factors, the divine and the earthly, are given their relevant space, then you can bring about the peace in the human, which unnatural restrictions try to effect, but they can't. When you learn to become more you and recognize that your desire is oriented towards gentleness, towards growth, towards being of benefit, and that everything that you've possessed in terms of material possessions, and you want to use them for the benefit of general well-being and general happiness, then your earthly functions are freed from what people call the temporal sphere. And you are elevated to participate in the eternity of holy aims. And therefore, all the laws that regulate our sensual life and our human body also become elevated, container and instrument of the divine spirit. And then sensual enjoyment is freed from the realm of animal life and becomes ennobled, consecrated, and it becomes pure human life. To be human is touching upon the divine. Because when you become fully human and you recognize that you are a child of God, you are a cog, a not insignificant cog. As a matter of fact, without you fulfilling your purpose, the world cannot run efficiently, effectively, with its bounty being unleashed. So you owe it to the world to be the best you possible. That's why we say is a divine spark. When we come back after the break, we're going to be speaking about the E, the A, and the R. And you're going to learn these techniques because they're so simple to do, and that your life will start transforming itself with all the beauty that is possible to possess. So we'll see you on the other side of the break, which is happening in the count of three. 1, 2, 3. See you soon. Bye.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
This is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And a delightful, wonderful, beautiful day to you. Barry Shore here. The joy of living. Oh, this is so much fun we're having together. We're in the DARE program on K4HD.com. That's K for night. The number 4, the letter H for happiness, D for divine.com. You can call in to 818-570-5443. Send us questions. We have a bunch of them up on the screen now, but I'm going to move forward with the program so that everybody can have a bit of a taste of the whole program. We just finished D, meaning you are a divine spark. You are part of the divine plan. E stands for empathy. E-M-P-A-T-H-Y, empathy. Empathy on its most fundamental level means being able to recognize the other. We are all self-oriented. That comes with the human nature. But as we said earlier with D in divine, the human nature is very earthy. And it's all about me. Once you become a certain age, whether chronological or spiritual enlightenment, then you recognize that interacting with others and being of service is really the best and most productive way of living. So empathy first means recognize the other. It becomes almost, an imperative in a family situation. Certainly, if you want to have anything approaching friendship, and absolutely if you want to have success in marriage. Because empathy means, what is it that I can do to be of benefit for this other being that is here with me at the moment? So one of the great parts of empathy is the following. And I think you're going to love this, because we talked about reframing and understanding words. ESP. ESP, in most people's minds, stands for extrasensory perception, which is very nice, by the way. You can do a lot with your mind. Extrasensory perception. However, for the DARE program, ESP stands for the following. Bear this in mind. Use this from this moment forward. Write it down. Speak it. Sing it. And integrate it into your very being. Here we go. ESP. Everyday simple pleasures. Everyday simple pleasures. What do you do on a daily basis that can bring you pleasure, happiness, and they can share with someone else? The smell of fresh roasted coffee. The sight of a beloved being. A great picture that you took, a memory, something you're looking forward to. The ability to walk, which I can't do very easily. The ability to swim, which I do. The ability to breathe. Every day, simple pleasures. And I think you're going to like this a lot. Here's a wondrous way of integrating that. Everyday simple pleasures. We all went to school. We all have some knowledge of mathematics. Now, this is the highest level of mathematics. It's in arithmetic. And here's something you want to remember. The only arithmetic that you need to master is that which enables you to count your blessings. Okay, you love it. I hear you saying, wow, that is great, Barry Shore. And you're right, it is. It's not my original, but here it is again. The only arithmetic that you need to master is that which enables you to count your blessings. Think about it. Think about that. A few shows ago, we talked about the Keep Smiling cards. And I would urge you all, if you can find the show, to go and listen to it. And if not, go visit this amazing site called thedailysmile.com. THEDALY, smile, thedailysmile.com. And look what they have there on the site and order some cards and give them out. The cards are free. You have to pay for shipping, but that's so be it. Give out Keep Smiling cards. Talk about being empathetic. That's a great way to get in touch with other people. So that's E, empathy, ESP, everyday simple pleasures, and the use of arithmetic that enables you to count your blessings. A stands for appreciate. Appreciate. Gratitude. Gratitude is that emotion which has the longest shelf life. In my humble opinion, maybe even not my humble opinion, in my opinion, you cannot exhaust gratitude. If someone did something for you as simple as holding a door open, and in my case, it's not so simple because it takes me a few minutes for they see me coming. And by the time I get there, it took them more than 3 seconds to hold that door. But that I am greatly appreciative, because some doors are really hard to open up, especially when you can barely walk very well and you're tottering and such like that. But appreciating what someone else does for you. And I'm talking about holding a door, allowing you to go ahead of them in traffic. Oh, hello. Smiling. Making sure that you have what you need. Gratitude. You can't exhaust gratitude. And I don't mean just for the moment and just for the glow of a day or two or three. Gratitude can extend for generations and should. I work today with people that are grandchildren of people that my grandfather worked with. So my grandfather worked with a grandfather or a grandmother of these people. I still work with these people today. And oftentimes I have been told, I work with you and I like working with you for you, but I started and I did it because my grandfather spoke well of your grandfather. That gives me tingles because a good name is more precious and more valuable than fine oil. I didn't say that. That's a book in the Bible. It's called Ecclesiastes. It happens to be the 7th chapter in the 1st verse. So it's easy for me to remember. But that's appreciation. Matter of fact, I just remembered on the Daily Smile website, in addition to the Keep Smiling cards, which are in 27 different languages, by the way. Think of how really cool that is. Whatever language you speak and know, you can have it and give it. And more than 1 million Keep Smiling cards have been distributed worldwide. And the goal is 10 million by 2020, as it says on the site. But on the site also, there are a number of other cards. And one of them that I truly like a lot and I use has a great picture of a scene from a Hawaiian beach, and superimposed on that scene. And these cards, by the way, are 2 inches by 4 inches. So they're larger, almost 1.5 times the size of a business card. So it's nice. The letters superimposed on the beach scene are, "Did I tell you today how much I appreciate you?" And on the back, it's white blank except for a to and a from. So I like writing it to, from me, and giving it to people, or a particular person, one at a time. I can tell you, these cards make a difference. They can save marriages, friendships, enhance marriages, friendships, family relations. Imagine giving a card to somebody that said, "Did I tell you today how much I appreciate you?" And it's not a funky Hallmark card. Not that they're bad. But this beautiful card that somebody can carry with them and put on their computer or have in their house. And it is so fundamentally transformative that I can barely express to you, I hope I'm doing it in somewhat of a good enough manner, that appreciation is so much a part of the human experience that, again, it reaches up into the first letter, the D, the divine, the divinity. The more you are aware of gratitude and expressing it and being appreciative, you're now entering the realm of the divine. Because that's who you are. You're a divine spark. A child of God, you are empathetic. You recognize that someone beyond you really exists and that you can be of benefit to someone else, and that you are recognizing gratitude that something has been done for you. There's a wonderful story, which I'll finish at least with this particular part, about a fellow was walking along the road and saw a farmer trimming a tree in his orchard, and he admired the tree, and he asked the farmer, "What kind of tree is that?" So apparently it was a carob tree, C-A-R-O-B, carob tree, and he asked how long it's been there. And the farmer said, My grandfather planted it, so probably nigh on to 100 plus years. Wow, that's wonderful. And it's still bearing fruit. Absolutely. And said, are your kids and grandkids going to enjoy fruit from that? And he said, absolutely. But not only that, look at those trees over there. And they were much smaller. They were just barely beginning to grow into tree form. He said, those are trees that I planted. And over there, those are trees that my parents planted. Because sometimes they take decades to bear fruit. I may never see the fruit from those trees that I planted, but my children and grandchildren will. It's about planting seeds for someone other than you. And the best seeds that you can plant, the most fertile ground, seeds of gratitude. Did I tell you today how much I appreciate you? Until you get these cards and give them out, make sure that every single day you find someone, at least one person, to say that to. And make sure that that becomes a habit. People often ask me, Barry Shore, are habits good or bad? And the answer, of course, is yes. There are habits that are very bad, and there are habits that are very good. This is a good habit. Do it every single day. Find someone, whether you know them or you don't know them. Did I tell you today how much I appreciate you? It's powerful. It's transformative. And you deserve it because you are beautiful, bountiful, beloved, and immortal, and you're a good-looking person. And the reason you're good-looking is because you're always looking for the good. And if you're looking, you'll find it. R. D-E-A-R. R stands for reinforce. Because to recognize you're divine, and to have empathy for the other, and to begin to appreciate and express gratitude, these are fabulous and fundamental, and they're necessary to you being you. And we need you. You hear that? We need you. R, reinforcement. It has been proven in time, in test after test after test. Self-talk. Self-talk is the most important talk that you can ever hear. Oftentimes, people unwittingly are subjected to less than flattering talk from other people. Not only do people don't go around complimenting others all the time, which, by the way, we should. I've trained myself to do that almost all the time. But it's training. But self-talk, who you are in your mind and how you speak with yourself, that's the most important talk you will ever hear. We talk about being tolerant in the world. The greatest tolerance that you can have is for yourself. Matter of fact, the greatest critic that exists is yourself. Yeah, it's you. Because you're saying, oh, come on, Barry Shore. I mean, if you really knew who I am and what I think about and what I do, oh, gosh, how can anybody love me? Well, not only can we love you, but we do love you. Because you're a human. You're a work in progress. And again, as long as you desire to become great and break through, you will be helped. That's what this show is for. The show is called The Joy of Living. The joy of living. Not about, oh, you can live better. Oh, here's what you can do. You can eat this. You can do that. The joy of living. K4HD.com. Tolerance. You have it oftentimes in abundance for other people. It's time. It's necessary to be tolerant for you. Because you make a difference in the world. We can't succeed without you. Yes, this is not hyperbole. I'm giving you literal truth. Unless everybody's on the bus ain't gonna make it. Everybody on the bus. We need you. We need me. I'm working on it. You're working on it. I know you want to. I know you want to share all of this with other people. Don't be afraid to share. Talk about being involved in the DEAR program. D-E-A-R. You're a divine spark. You're empathetic. You appreciate others. You know what it means to walk around the world and where you are and experience everyday simple pleasures. You're gentle, kind. And even if it doesn't happen all the time, that's where you want to be. Your self-talk is the most important speech you will ever hear. And guess what? You control it. You control it. You cannot control any other person. I don't care if you're 8 years old or you're 80. You know this. You can't control another person. You can control yourself. Do it. Make an agreement with yourself that you will be gentle with yourself. We said gentleness is akin to divinity. Start with you. Be gentle. Never, ever say, well, that was dumb. It doesn't exist anymore. Don't use those words. Don't get upset with yourself. You are so precious that if you knew what you look like through my eyes, you would be singing, dancing around the street. Okay, now I'm going to share with you one of my great secrets, even though it's not a secret because I say it a lot, but I'm going to impart it to you. Walking is wonderful. I am glad that I can do some of it, and I was a really good walker. Great stride I had, and I urge you all to walk as much as you can. Riding on a bicycle, outstanding. Skateboarding, wonderful. Jump roping, wow! Not jump roping, jumping rope, wow! The best. You really want to have fun, you want to put a smile on your face and have other people look at you, not because you want them to look at you, but because you want to begin to express how filled with happiness and joy you are. Skip. That's right, skip. And if you have someone you can hold hands with and skip, it's even better. Skipping is so much fun. It's so healthy for the mind, for the body, for the heart, for your soul. Skip, my friends. Skip. Be tolerant. Have that self-talk always on the positive. I beg of you. I plead with you. I ask you. Forgive yourself. Do not ever use derogatory terms for yourself. Avoid them with other people. But your self-talk, that's the key. You see, we are neither ascetics or aesthetes. Now, wow, those are interesting words. What's an ascetic? A-S-C-E-T-I-C-S. An ascetic is someone who fasts a lot, sits on boards of nails, or in other ways, tries to do things to the physical body that are, in my humble opinion, unnatural and unnecessary. To purge the body. An aesthete, A-E-S-T-H-E-T-E. Wow, what a great word. Yes, it is Greek. Aesthete is someone who is so finicky about clothes and food and showering 3 times a day. Now, flossing your teeth and brushing your teeth 2 times a day at least, that's wonderful. That's oral hygiene. That's oral hygiene in the physical realm. What I am urging you to participate in is oral hygiene on the spiritual realm. That's self-talk. Because, to quote William Shakespeare, there are no small parts, only small players. Let me repeat that. There are no small parts, only small players. You have an important role in the world. You are fundamental to the success of what we call this world. Billions and billions of people on the planet, absolutely. Some coming in, some going out, every single moment. If you're here and you're listening, you're part of the world at the moment, make a difference. The best way you can make a difference is to recognize you are dear to the world. E, empathetic. A, appreciative. R, a reinforcing element whose self-talk is transformational. And by so doing, you are helping everyone. Isn't that nice? You're helping everyone. No one's asking you for a penny to do it. Far more valuable than any wealth you could ever have, because you're giving it your time. And time, as we all know, is far more valuable than money. Give it your time. Think about what we've been discussing together. Because this show, The Joy of Living, my name is Barry Shore, S-H-O-R-E. We're on K4HD.com. It's all about you. The only reason we're here is to make you aware of WWW. What a wonderful world. And use that F-U word, F-U, four-letter word, fun, F-U-N-N. Get with the program. The program's called DEAR, and it's truly wondrous because it transforms. When I mean transforms, it means you get better. Yes. Will it make you more money? Yes. Will you be happier? Yes. Will it do everything possible to make your life and my life better? Yes. Yeah, get with the program. And the program is The Joy of Living. K4HD.com, Barry Shore. Dear, you're divine, you're empathetic, you're appreciative, and you're reinforcing it all with your self-talk. So, I thank you for being here with us. People from all over the world are tuning in. I hope that they are listening and utilizing and leveraging everything possible, because that's what we're here for. I only live for one reason, to be of benefit. That's what we call Bob. But we'll be discussing Mom and Pop and Bob in some upcoming shows. The Joy of Living. Barry Shore from Venice Beach, California, right here at the edge of the Pacific Ocean, welcoming you to our wonderful, wonderful world and making sure that you fully integrate the DEAR program. And I look forward to hearing from you. Make it a wonderful day. Enjoy. Bye now. Thank you. See you next time.